Today's share is Masech the Kedushin, that pay Beis Amar Aleph, as we have the schus of finishing Masech the Kedushin at Seyd Noshim. Says the Mishnah that Atapar Amid Layomer Adam Ravik Seifrim, a person who's now married should not teach young boys, the Cain, Laysilmat Isha of Seifrim, and so should not a woman be the teacher of children. Rabbi Lezheimer, Afmi Shenle Isha, even if somebody is married, but his wife is not where he is, Layomat Seifrim, that again should not teach children, because as we're going to learn, the concern of the mothers coming to visit their children. Rabbi Yudaima Layira Ravik Behema, a single individual should not be the one to work with animals, because we need to be concerned for bestiality. Two single men should not sleep under one pillow, also for concern. And the Chachamim disagree on Yehuda, and they say, Matirim, that these are not concerned. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what's the reason, asked the Gemara, that our Mishnah just taught us that one who's single should not teach young children, should not be the teacher of young children. Ilam Mishum Yanuki, says the Gemara, if you're going to suggest that the concern is that they may come to do something inappropriate with these young children, ask the Gemara, why would that be a reason for concern? For Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Loi Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no concern, as we just learned at the end of the Mishnah, for two men to sleep together, for somebody to work for animals. Shloi Nechstu Yisrael, Klai Yisrael there is no concern that Klai Yisrael will do Mishka Zachar. There is no concern that Klal Yisrael is going to behave in this way. Says the Gemara, El Ravik, the reason we can't allow a single man to take such a job is for a different concern. The concern here is that perhaps the parents, the mothers of these children, as they bring their children to school, that's what the basis of the concern is. Isha, and the reason a woman may not take such a position is Mishum Avasad Yanuki, because the fathers who bring their children to school. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezheimer, Afmi Shenle Isha, Rabbi Lezheimer said that somebody who doesn't have a wife, Layumat Seifrim, should not be the one to teach. Ibailahu. So we already learned the Mishnah that it means that he has a wife, but she's not here. But ask the Gemara, let's understand the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean Misha and Leisha Klal, someone who doesn't have a wife at all? A Dilma, maybe what the Mishnah, the individual the Mishnah is referring to, is Sheyna Shruya Etzloi. He is married, but his wife is not here. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Af Misha Yeshloi, even if somebody has a wife, Vena Shruya Etzloi, but they're not, she's not here. The halacha is we need to be concerned. And Layil Metzayfrim, the halacha is that we should not allow him to be a teacher because of the concern of his familiarity with the wives who come. And as we've learned, there's a heter of Ishta Mishamitai. There's a heter when his wife is close by. But that heter of when his wife is close by doesn't apply when his wife isn't here. Rabbi Yudaimer, we learned in the Mishnah, Yehuda says, Layira Ravik Behema, a person who's single should not be the one that works with animals. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, LeNechstu Yisrael, we don't need to be concerned. Klal Yisrael, we don't have to be concerned, is going to do Mishka Zachar. LeNechstu Behema, and Klal Yisrael is not going to do bestiality. And we therefore, says the Gemara, need not be concerned about not allowing this this single person to have such a position, but not allowing two men to sleep, obviously with the proper gedarim, with the proper safeguards, but they could sleep together. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shasakev Manashim, anyone whose job involves working with women, the halacha is Leishachad Imanashim. So the Mishnah saying is that even though we've been lenient in the certain circumstances in Hilchas Yichud, says the Mishnah, as much as we've been lenient in certain circumstances in Hilchas Yichud, it depends on the individual and it depends on what this individual does. And therefore, if this individual is very involved with women, therefore, even though we've learned that with 3-4 women we could be lenient, when it's such a man, we can't be lenient when it's 3-4 women. A person should not teach his son, a child, teach his son a profession that involves him being very involved with women. Because again, we have to try to bring up our children in a way to avoid any of these types of situations. Ramei teaches us a person should always teach his son. We have the obligation to teach our children a profession, but it should be a umnus nakia, where there's no concern of a virus in that job, the kala, and it should be a job that doesn't take up a lot of time, so he should be available to learn and do mitzvahs. Vispalo, and what really should a person do? Vispalo misha oishish in the chasm shloi, he should daven to the ultimate source of panasa. Shein umnus, there is nobody in any profession, shein by anis vashiris, that sometimes you find people who are successful in certain professions and people who are not. Shalaya nias min omnis, and it's not your job that makes you rich. Shalaya shiris min omnis, and it's not your job that makes you poor. It's not your job that makes you rich. El hakol fis chusoy. What really your panos is dependent on is on your mazel. As Tosfos explains, Bnei Chayim Zoynei, Eina Teroyim B'Schusoy, did not depend on your Zchus, El B'Mazloy, you're dependent on your Mazel. So, Tosfos, in Masechta Shabbos, asks that we know Chazal teach us that Ein Mazel Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael is not influenced by the regular Mazel. And here we see that it is dependent, that even Klai Yisrael's Panosa is dependent on Mazel. So Tosfos Masechta Shabbos says that even though Ein Mazel Yisrael, certain times when there are situations where Klai Yisrael are affected by Mazel, that if there's Chus Gedoyla, what the Gemara means to say when Ein Mazel Yisrael is that of course the entire world is controlled by Mazel, but Klai Yisrael have the ability through doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, big schusim, to change their mazel. But that doesn't mean that they're completely exempt from mazel. The Rashba has a different approach. He says that when Klai Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to do, then they don't have to be worried about mazel. But when they're not doing what they're supposed to do, so then they are subject to mazel. He also goes on to say that there's a difference between the tzibur and the yachid. And he wants to say that the tzibur has much more connection to be connected, to be controlled by mazel versus the yachid. Tosfos Yontif says that there's two concepts. There's a concept of mazel and there's a concept of schus. And they don't necessarily travel together. Mazel is mazel, and schus is schus. Rishim ben Elazar Omer, Risa miyamechop, have you ever seen chay v'oif sheyesh lam umnes? Did you ever see a bird or an animal that have a profession? And yet, famous Spanish and Shleibitzar, we see that they have panosa. They were only created, animals and birds were only brought to the world to serve human beings. And human being was created to serve Hashem. So certainly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them, certainly I should, a Spanish Levitzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of us. So why doesn't it happen? Ela Sharati Maisi, people do Averis and Kipachti as Panasosi, and by acting that way, you lose the opportunity for Panasa. So the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef quotes the Chayvus Alvavus. He says that the Chayvus Alvavus in the Shara B'tochen says that one of the reasons HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that people should have to work hard, he says, very interesting pshat. He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there are certain individuals, if he won't make them work hard, they're going to spend their leisure time, their free time, doing Averis. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that he gives them jobs that make them very occupied with their profession. And because they're very occupied with the profession, that's why there's no concern that they're going to do Averis. He says, that's pshat what our Mishnah just said. Harosi es masi. I was busy with Olam Hazeh and doing things that maybe I ought not to do. And because of that, Kapachas Parnasasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that I shouldn't have the Parnasa that maybe I ought to have, that I shouldn't come to do Averis. The Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Mevorka and say that the Chassidim that were used to come to their Rabbonim and ask for Bracha for Parnasa. So they would say to him, they would be embarrassed to say Haroisius Maisei. They would be embarrassed to tell their Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, that they've done Averis. So what they used to do is, they used to say, Kapachtis Panasasi, I don't have Panasa. And because I don't have Panasa, then he was able to figure out, well, as we just learned in the Mishnah, when does a person lose his opportunity for Panasa? When he does Averis. And in fact, says the Sefer Shem Shmuel, what does Kapachti as Parnasasi indicate? He says, Kapachti as Parnasasi means that I had Parnasa and I lost it. So explains the Shem Shmuel that every person is brought to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares for him Parnasa. As Chazal teach us, Man de Yav Chayi Yav Mezoini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings us to life is also the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us Parnasa. However, says the Shem Shmuel, what we learn in our Mishnah is Kapachti es Parnasasi. I lost my Parnasa by not behaving the way I'm supposed to behave. That is why I lost my Parnasa. And he quotes, the Shem Shmuel quotes Rabbonim B'Shischa. He says that every person, when he's going to come to the Olam Emes, after he leaves the world, is going to have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Din V'Cheshbon, he's going to have to give a reckoning why he's poor. What does it mean that he's going to have to give a reckoning why he's poor? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to him, I created a situation that you should, Baruch Hashem, have enough panasa. It's you who caused that you shouldn't have that panasa that I prepared for you. The Sefer Divrei Yisroel says that the word Kapachti is the same word as Pikeach. Pikeach means a smart person. Pikeach means that a person thinks that he's smart and he thinks that he's the one that causes that he should have Panasa. Says the Divrei Yisroel, that's the best way to not have Panasa. A person should recognize that his Panasa comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person realizes that his panasa comes strictly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will prevent him from doing averis. And that's what he says is pshat. The pasuk says, "Loy lechachamim lechem." People of chachamim who think that they're smarter than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're the ones that end up without having panasa. Our Mishnah also just said that animals and birds were created l'shem sheni, to serve the a person. This is the basis why halacha allows experiments for medical reasons, etc., on animals, because Mishnah is teaching us that they were created for the purpose of serving the human. Abagurian itzayda oim mishem abagurya. L'yomer adam es benoi, a person should not teach his child a different types of professions. Chamor, he shouldn't teach him to be a donkey driver. Gamol is a camel driver. Kador is a wagon driver. Safon is a sailor. Roya is a shepherd. Chenveni, somebody should have a shop, a grocery store. Shemnosam imnus listen, because what happens is these people travel on the road, and sometimes they in places will make it difficult for them to keep for being honest. And sometimes they enter into contracts with people, and they're not able to keep the terms of the contracts, and therefore it leads to geneva. And that's why they should avoid these positions. Reb Yehuda Omer Mishmaya Chamorim Ruben Rishayim, because Reb Yehuda says that Chamorim are typically Rishayim because they steal from what they are told to transport. Hagamalon Rubik Sherim, but he disagrees regarding camel drivers. And he says that camel drivers, because they travel long distances, and because they travel long distances, they go into dangerous places. So that's why we don't have to be concerned about them, because we know that they're constantly going to be doing tshuva because of where they find themselves. And similarly, hasafanim, sailors, are Reuben chassidim. They're mostly chassidim because they, again, travel in the sea and all types of different situations and circumstances come up in the sea. And because of all these different situations that come up in the sea, it causes them to turn their head to hearts and heads to Shemayim. Now says the Mishnah, a very interesting line. Toiv Sheberoifim, the best of doctors, says the Mishnah, L'Gehenim will end up in Gehenim. And there are many, many, many pshatim in this Maimer of the Mishnah of Toiv Sheberoifim L'Gehenim. The Pasha Pshat is, the doctors believe that they're the cause that somebody should become healthy or somebody should become sick. And they don't have the proper recognition that everything is really under the control of Hashem. Another Pshat that I saw from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld is Toiv Sheberoifim, it's speaking B'loshin Yochid. It's speaking to one doctor. If a doctor is on his loan, if a doctor is not consulting with other doctors, that's the doctor that's going to go to Gehenim. But a doctor should not believe that he has the answer to all the issues and not have to consult with other doctors. Another pshat that I saw from Aaron Belzer is Toiv Sheberoifim. When do you know that your doctor is the right doctor, that this is the doctor that you ought to visit and use as your physician? L'gehenim. When the doctor realizes what a weighty responsibility he carries, and that if chas v'sholem he doesn't treat the patient properly, the repercussions, of course, can be most serious, and he will end up in Gehenim for having not cared for his patient properly. That's the toiv sheberoifim. That's the doctor that you want to have. Another pshat is Toiv Sheberoifim L'Gehenim. I saw from Gadol Eisner, he says pshat is Toiv Sheberoifim L'Gehenim is when the doctor views his life in this world as Gehenim. If a doctor realizes what a difficult position he's in and how much he has to worry about what he's doing, and therefore it causes him not to have an easy life, and it causes him to be so devoted to his doctor. That's why, that's the doctor that's Toif Shebaroifim. That's the kind of doctor that you want to use. Another pshat that I saw from the Ben Ish Chai is that a doctor who is not so arrogant and doesn't believe that he has the answer to all the questions is going to be more cautious in the way he treats his patients. But somebody who thinks that I'm an expert doctor and he's not going to be concerned about giving a patient a medicine that could be detrimental to the patient, or he's not going to be concerned about doing a procedure with this patient that could be dangerous for the patient, that is the difference between the right doctor and the wrong doctor. Another pshat is that there's a Toiv Shebaroifim L'Gehenim, that a person, a doctor, sometimes treats a patient and he wants to get paid more and more. So, so he keeps on visiting him and telling him he needs more treatments. That person is Toiv Shebaroifim if his attitude towards his position is that it's only a way for him to make more money, then Toiv Shebaroifim Gebehenim. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, I saw a different pshat. A doctor has to be so devoted. A doctor has to be so devoted to his patients that he has to be ready to go to Gehenim for his patients. He should be ready to do whatever his patient needs, even if it means to go to Gehenim. Another pshat that I saw, Toiv Shebaroifim L'Gehenim, means that a Toiv Shebaroifim, if a patient is convinced that what is his refuah dependent on, his refuah is dependent on the doctor, he doesn't realize that a person's refuah is only based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person, Toiv Shebaroifim L'Gehenim, that person who thinks that way, the patient that thinks that way, is L'Gehenim. And I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in his Sefer Cheshuki Chemed has a discussion about a doctor who is in a hospital and there's a patient who's unfortunately very ill and the doctor should be really taking care of that patient. But another patient walks in and this patient apparently is a wealthy person and he goes, he, the family, go over to the doctor and tell the doctor, we'll pay you extra, we'll pay you privately to please take care of our patient. And therefore, this doctor, instead of taking care of the patient who is so in desperate need of his services, takes care of that patient. He quotes the Shailas Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Hay, who says that such a doctor should be removed from his position. A doctor who we see is only interested in taking care of and only in the financial element of his profession, such a person that should be taken away from his position. And he goes on to speak about another situation where there are doctors, he say, who take exorbitant prices to take care of patients. He says, such a doctor, they have a right to remove him from his position, even though he's an expert doctor. And he quotes a story from the Zvila Rebbe, who says that the Zvila Rebbe used to say that he knew there was a city, that there was a doctor and a pharmacist in that city, and they took exorbitant prices. And because they did that, the Rabbonim of the city issued a psak that nobody should use the services of that doctor and that pharmacist. But it was obviously a small city. It wasn't a place where there were other doctors and there were other pharmacists. And he said, the Zvila Rebbe said, that what happened was that that whole year, while that decree of the Beis Din was in place, no one from the city died, besides the doctor and the pharmacist. A person, even though is obligated to go to the doctor, the stipler writes in a letter, Ani kosev loch, shapi halocha, hincha mechuyev l'shmoya, l'kol ma sharoifim mitzuvim alecha. A person is obligated to do whatever the doctor tells him to do. The tekabla trufis mashem noisnim, follow their instructions. As much as it is important to follow the instructions of a doctor, it has to be a doctor who does what's supposed to be done. But just like Chazal teach us, the ein poidim as shvuyim yosim echtei domeim, we learned in Masechta Gittin daf mem hey that the halacha is that we should not ransom somebody more than what should be paid. Similarly, one should not go to a doctor if the doctor is expecting exorbitant prices. And he quotes his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who also said, I can certainly understand and agree that if doctors are acting inappropriately and taking exorbitant prices, such a doctor should not be visited. However, as I just said, what do virape? The Torah says, Mekan shenitna harshus l'roi fe l'rapes. And if a person, unfortunately, is not feeling well, he should go to the doctor. But as we're learning now, it's, if possible, one should go to a doctor that he can be confident is not from the Toiv Shabaroifil Lugahenim, that he should go to a doctor that knows that the refuah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that there's a story where a Matrich Shnobler, he once married off one of his children with a child of a doctor. And they, when the two Mechutonim met to arrange the Shidduch, he started to say to the Rebbe, he says, how could we do the Shidduch if we just learned in our Gemara, Toiv Shebegehenim, Toiv Shebegehenim? So would somebody want to do a Shidduch and want to do a match with somebody who is going to Gehenim? So the Mizrach Magid said that there are two types of doctors. One is the doctor that knows that it's not in his control to make the patient healthy. Everything is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And he's only a shliach. He's only a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he davens Rifa'enu, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all the patients that he's treating, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that it's not he who's going to make the patient well. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bring a refuah to all those patients. And therefore, and the other doctor is a doctor who believes that it's in his power. He says, that's pshat, that toiv shebaroifim. We know that the Shemoneh Esrei has 18 brachas. Toiv is bigamatria 18. Toiv is somebody, 17. Somebody who doesn't daven 18 brachas. He doesn't daven the bracha of Rifa'enu, because he thinks that the refuah is in his hands, he's going to go to Gehenim, because he's only davening the 17 brachas. He believes that the refuah is in his control. But the doctor who davens Shmoneh Esrei brachas, the doctor who realizes that the refuah is not in his hands, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brings the refuah, that doctor, on the contrary, is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who is the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly somebody we want to connect to. HaKosher Shabbatabachim, the best of the kabosh, of the butchers, Shutfei Shal Amalek, is the Shutf of Amalek. Because, just like we find, explain the Mefarshim, that the Amalekim were bloodthirsty, so the Gemara's, the Mishnah is teaching us that a person that is anxious to shecht has in him the midah of Amalek, and therefore we have to be careful. Another pshat is that we know how important it is to eat kosher food, and what, making sure that the meat that we're being served is kosher is the basis of our Yiras Shamayim. In other words, Amalek represents the opposite of Yerushmayim. As we know, the Pasuk says, Asher Karcha B'derech, Amalek prevented us from the proper Yerushmayim. A person has upon himself the obligation to make sure that the people who eat from his shechita are eating kosher food, because our Yerushmayim is dependent on the food that we eat. And if we don't make sure that the people that we eat, the food that we serve our people, will be kosher, we could end up being like a molek. I put aside all the different professions that there are in the world, and I only teach my son Torah. Torah is the best tzchayra. But all other professions ain't a cane. When a person is not well, or he's elderly, or they surim, or he's suffering, so he can't work. If he can't work, he won't get paid. And he'll die in starvation. But when we speak about Torah, it's not that way. It protects us from anything wrong, anything bad happening to us when we're young. It gives us the lessons to do what we're supposed to do. And it gives us a wonderful future. What does it say when we become old? So the Mefarshim asks, the Mishnah Masechta Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis says, "Kol Torah she'ein imo melacha, soifer b'teil v'gereris oven." So how can we say that somebody should have panosa from Torah? The Mishnah says that we have to say that we have to have other things together with our Torah. So the Masha answers. The Mishnah says that the Torah has to be kava and the melacha has to be aroi. When our Mishnah is not telling us that a person shouldn't work, the Mishnah is teaching us what should be our main concentration in life. What should be our goal in life? And our goal in life should be Torah. Of course, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't work. We have to work. We have to have panosa. Another teretz that the Pnei Yeshua suggests, that there are different people. There are people that indeed have to go to work, and that's what most people are. But there are people who are fortunate that they're panosa and that they could live off Torah. And that's what Rav Naroi said about his son. He said, what I'm going to do is teach my son, Omnis Kalav and Nakia, I'm going to teach my son Torah. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out that here the Mara says, Rav Naroi Aymer, Menir Kal Omnis, we know that the Gemara in Masechta Erev in Daf Yud Gimel says Rameir and Rav Naroi are the same, and Rameir was the one that says the answer is Rameir says I recognize that we have to teach children panosah. But as much as I recognize that we have to teach our children a panosa, that's for most people. But there are people that are able, that they should have panosa, and that they should be able to spend their lives in yeshiva. And that's the difference. Rameir, when he was using the name Rameir, then the halacha is, he said, for average people, they should take a job. But Rav Naroi, which is a higher level, he taught us that he should teach his children Torah. The Birkei Shmuel says that a person has an obligation. He says, included in the pasuk that we say every day, of Vishinantam Levanecha, in that pasuk is included that we have the obligation to make sure that our children and our grandchildren are Talmidei Chachamim. And that's what our Mishnah is coming to teach us, that our obligation in this world is to see to our children having, being Talmid Chachamim, and that is just as much as we have an obligation to get married, that's how we end the Masechta Kedushin. As much as we have an obligation to get married, and we have an obligation to support our family and grow a family, still the obligation doesn't take away that this is all for one goal. V'shinanta u'vanecha, that our children and our families should be Talmid Chachamim. The Kenu Omer says the Mishnah by Avram Avinu, Avram Zokin, Bar Bayomim, Hashem Derech Avram Bekol. Betzinu, Shos Avram Avinu's Kol HaTorah Kula, Atzlo Nitna. Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli, V'yishmar Mishmarti, Mitzoysai, Chukoysai, B'Toroysai. So the Chofetz Chaim we'll save the Chofetz Chaim for a moment, but I saw Rabbi Yoshev asks a question. Why does the Masechta end this with this Maimer Chazal? So he says that the Pasuk says, V'sara Shemas Pesach Achrov V'u Achrov. So the Medrash says that Yishmol, Avram Avinu asked Yishmol to stay with Sarah, that Sarah should not be alone with the guest. That's why, says Rabbi Yoshev, after we've learned the halachas of Yichud, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Torah teaches us that Avram Avinu was careful even regarding the Yichud of his wife. The Sefer Meravson Igra asks a question. Here the Mishnah taught us that Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah. And the question is, the Pasuk says, V'ksharten v'ksaftem. Kosh yeshna b'ksira, whoever is obligated to put on tefillin, yeshna b'ksiva, to write the tefillin. V'kosh ena b'ksira, whoever is not obligated to put on tefillin, and ena b'ksiva. So Avram Avinu wasn't obligated to put on tefillin. He fulfilled all the mitzvahs, but he wasn't obligated. So who wrote the tefillin for Avram Avinu? So one pshat is that certain mitzvahs that Avram Avinu could not fulfill, and maybe tefillin was one of those mitzvahs. And then he suggests, we know that the Gemara Masechta Menachos teaches us that kol oisik b'toras chatos kilo hikrav chatos, that indeed it's very possible that Avram Avinu did not have tefillin, because he couldn't write the tefillin, because somebody who's not obligated to wear tefillin can't write tefillin. But he learned Hilchus Tefillin, and by learning Hilchus Tefillin, that's how he was able to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Kol she'asaka v'manashim, somebody whose profession involves that he should be involved with women, surara. One, he's the kind of person that you shouldn't be connected with. Kegoyin atzarfim, people who make jewelry, vasrikim, people who make garments for women, vanoikris, those that take care of the mills, and the women used to bring the flour to the mill, varoichlim, people who sell perfume, vagardayim, also weavers of clothing for women, vasafarim, barbers, because the women would bring their children to these barbers, vakaifsim, the people who had laundries, vagora, somebody who does Hakazas Adam, which the women would come there, Fabalon, the people who took care of the bathhouses, Faburski, people who worked with leather, and they made garments out of leather for women, or they made shoes for the women, Eima Midam Lahem, all these people are people that we have to be concerned about their socializing with women, Le Melech, they can't be appointed to be a Melech, nor a Kohen Gadol. My Tama, says the Mar, what's the reason? Why Mishun de Psulim? There's nothing inherently wrong with them. El Mishum de Zil Menasayu. They have a profession that is not befitting somebody who's going to be the king of Klal Yisrael, Kohen Gadol. Tarabonin, Asora Dvarim Nemra Begora. There were 10 things said about a person who's a Mekistam. He's called a Gora because he causes that the person should lose his blood. Ma'alchat Tzidoi. He walks tilted, the way Bali Gaiva walk. V'ruach gasa, he's arrogant. V'nitla v'yoshev, that when he sits, he only sits in a very comfortable position, which is again the mid of a Bal Gaiva. He's stingy. Because what used to happen is that a person who had bloodletting had to eat. And these people would make sure that their patients would bring their own food. And instead of, and therefore, by bringing their own food, they would eat from those people's food, never give them from their own food. Oichel harbe, he eats a lot because every patient brings food, and he keeps on eating food from every patient. Moitzi kima, since people, when they come for bloodletting, usually will only eat healthy food, and since they eat healthy food, he doesn't have a lot of waste. The choshel arise, since, as we just learned, women constantly are visiting him, and that causes that he should come to immorality. Ala gezel, they women are always coming for bloodletting. I saw a pshat because that was one of the ways that women were able to lose their weight, and therefore they're constantly coming to him for bloodletting, and that causes, and they don't ask for permission from their husbands, so it's they're taking money that's stolen. If they take out if the bloodletting, they're not careful to take out as much as should be taken out, they take out too much, the person can become in sakana. Darshvar kaparop, loyalam yaman adam es benoi, umnes nakiya vakala. Mahi, what is nakiya vakala? Amrav Yehuda, machta talmiyusa. Somebody who knows how to be an expert tailor. An expert tailor, people will pay a very significant sum for them to be sew their clothing, and that's why it's a good profession. Tani Rabbi Omer, Ein lecha umnes shayveres min ha'olam. Every profession the world needs. Asher misha roya hara b'umnes me'ula. A person whose family has a good business and therefore a good profession, and most likely, as all the mafarshim explain, the children of a family who is in that type of a situation will continue in that profession to the degree that the Chashuki Chemed discusses an individual who has a family, that the family has a business, but it's a business that's not the greatest business. And this individual is talented. Should he just continue in his family's business, or should he go into a new profession? The Chashuki Chemed, based on this Gemara, suggests he should continue in his family's business. Ashimi Shiroya Harav be Umnus Ma'ula, Vailan Misha Iris Harav be Umnus Paguma, in a difficult position. Yevshal Island Beloy Basama Beloy Burski. The world needs people that sell perfume and people that work with leather. Ashimi Shim Nasa Basam, better is the person who's in the business of working with perfume. The oiloil misha umnesperski says the Chofetz Chaim. The Gemara in Masechta Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes says Ben Toma Shol Rabbi Shmuel in Mutaloi Lumet Chachmei Yavanus. He asked him, "Could I learn Greek science?" Amalei Rabbi Shmuel Ksiv La Yom Shatayra Zeh Mipicha VaGisa BaYom VaLaila. The only time you could study Greek is Zman V'loyla. And that's what we're learning from here. Ashimi, Shemnosai Boshem, a person who has a profession that he should learn Torah. The Chofetz Chaim says that the Boshem doesn't mean perfume. It means somebody who's able to have a profession that makes him a better person. What is the profession that makes us in such a profession, bosom, that person learns Torah, which is like perfume, versus somebody who learns who is busy with burski, leather, with animals. You should try to connect yourself to the Torah. Yevshal Olam believes the Chavala in the Kavis. The world has to have men and women. Asher mi shabon of Zacharim, v'olay shabon of the Kavis. So of course, what does it mean, bon of Zacharim? If they're born of their sons, then they are Zacharim. So why is it necessary? Says the Arugas HaBoisim. There are boys that are there are children who are Zecharim, and there are children that are Nekevus. What does that mean? So he explains that there are people that we know, as we learned in our Masechta, and maybe that's one of the reasons that it's brought at the end of our Masechta, that women are exempt from mitzvahs aseishes mangroma. Mitzvahs that are related to time, women are exempt. Men are not exempt from such mitzvahs. Ashrei mi shebanav zecharim. Zecharim means that a man is always obligated to do mitzvahs. A woman is not. If somebody whose children are zecharim, somebody whose children are individuals who are always doing mitzvahs, those are the people, that's the type of children we should try to raise. And not children who are nekevus, who aren't always busy with doing mitzvahs. Ramei melayim yomer adam levnoi umnas nekia v'kala. A person, as we learned in the Mishnah, yivakish rachman l'misha oish v'nechasim shalai. A person should know that his parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein anias v'nechasim, the being poor doesn't make is not based on what your job is. Vein ashiris min omnis, and being rich is not dependent on what your job is. Ella l'misha oish shalai shalemar, as the pasuk says, liazov. An animal, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives everybody panosa. I never saw a deer is one that dries fruit. Vari sabal, or a lion should be someone who carries packages. Vishul, or a fax, should be a chenvani, a storekeeper. And hey, Masanis and Shlomitzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them all panosa. Vemlo and Livra El Hashem Sheni, and they were all just created to serve the human being. The Ani, the Reisi L'Sham Sheskoni, I was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oma El Shloi Livra El Hashem Sheni, Masanis and Shlomitzar, they who were created to serve me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have panosa without any problem. Ella I certainly should have panosa. Why isn't and is that the case? Ella Sharoisi is Maisi Kipaktis Panososi Shanama Avanisechem Hevdel. That and I saw that the Sadegerer Rebbe used to explain Haroisi is Maisi, if a person doesn't do what he's supposed to do, what that ultimately leads to is kapachti as panasosi. A person's panasa is directly related to the way he behaves. Another pshat that I saw is that a person sometimes, we know, gives meiser. And when a person gives meiser, so it depends on how much he earned that year. But a person who is a tzaddik says, if 1 year I didn't earn as much as I earned in previous years, so this year my maaser should be less. But if the person realizes that the reason he didn't earn this much this year is because he didn't do and behave as he's supposed to behave, so the aniyim shouldn't suffer for that. And therefore, you continue giving the maaser in all the years as if in the year that he did what he's supposed to do. Such a person will be zoichet panos in future years. I leave over all professions. They're only there when you're young. As a person gets elderly, he can't work. And unfortunately, because he doesn't have the ability to work anymore, that causes him to not have an income. The Torah is not that way. It's here forever. When you're young, even when you're older, the Torah remains with you. The Torah makes us be healthy. It was a knosam ha'omer, and what does it say when a person is older? a person who spent his life learning Torah, such a person, says the Pasuk, Oy Genuvim Beseva, Shein Veranam Yiyu, the person will remain fresh and young. Hanulach Mesera Yuchsin, Veslikalach Mesech the Gedushin. So I saw how do we end this Masechta? That if a person, we ended this Masechta with the halachas of Yichus, Hanulach Asar Yuchsin, if a person will constantly think about his Yichus, if a person will constantly remember where he comes from, a person will remember that he comes from the Avos Avram Yitzchak in Yaakov, then he will be slick and realize, as we just learned in the Mishnah, that Avram Avinu, Davis would kaim kol Torah kula. And we'll realize, as we learn Masechta Kedushin, as we learned all of Seder Noshim, which speaks about people, relations, about getting married, and we realize that we are here in the world, not just for ourselves, that we're here in the world to continue teaching, bringing children, bringing Talmidim to the world who are learning Torah, and continue the Yichus of Klal Yisrael, and continue being what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be. If we come to the recognition that that's why we are here, that Hanra Lach Asara Yuchsin, then we will be able that, just like the Mishnah at the beginning of this parak taught us, that the Asar Yuchsin, Olu Mibavel Eretz Yisrael, that Ezra was able to bring all of the various Yuchsin to Eretz Yisrael and reestablish the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael. We, by bringing up our families in the ways that we've learned in Seder Noshin, especially here at the end of the Masechta, to be devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize what is important in life and what is unimportant in life. B'schus that we learn the Torah, and as we said earlier, Asei Tarascha Kva, even if we're busy and involved with other things, but we also spend so much time learning Torah every day, the Daf Yomi, with that kvius, with that commitment. We will be zoicha to Hadron Lach Asar Yuchsin. We will be zoicha to have Shaduchim for all of those that need to have Shaduchim. And we will be zoicha to Asar Yuchsin, that all of the Yuchsin will be able to come back to Eretz Yisrael as we came back to Eretz Yisrael safely and securely. B'mheira b'yameinu.